This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Israel, and while the U.S. is pressing Israel to wind down major combat operations in Gaza, he made it clear that the U.S. stands behind Israel and that Israel has the right to defend itself.
Hamas has clearly and loudly spelled out its vision of the future, and it is to repeat October 7th over and over and over again. No country should tolerate such a danger. And Israel has every right to defend itself against a fanatical terrorist group whose stated purpose is to murder Jews and eradicate the Jewish state.
France, the UK, and Germany, some of Israel's closest allies, joined global calls for a ceasefire over the weekend. Israeli protesters have demanded the government relaunch talks with Hamas on releasing more hostages. Talks are underway Monday to broker freedom for the hostages. CIA Director William Burns met in Warsaw with the head of Israel's Mossad and the Prime Minister of Qatar. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Finland, where the U.S. signed a new defense cooperation agreement.
We now have a network of defense cooperation agreements that stretches from northern to southern Europe, from the Norwegian Sea to the Black Sea, providing security and stability for people all across the continent. And together, we'll also keep supporting Ukraine.
The agreement will serve as a rule book for U.S. military presence and aid in Finland after Russia's Nordic neighbor became the NATO military alliance's newest member.